There must be squirrels in the attic. That must be why they had boarded up the hatch. And it must have come down through the open vent in the hall and come in here looking for food. Were squirrels rabid? It looked mangy, and the top of its head was missing a patch of fur. Its ears looked chewed. One side of its leathery lips had pulled back, and she could see a slice of its yellowed teeth, and its eyes were stitched shut. And she knew it was from the squirrel nativity. Louise's guts turned to ice. The squirrel twitched its head in her direction, and Louise realized it was listening. It took another slow, cautious, creeping step forward. It wanted to find her mouth and worm its long, mangy body down her throat and wriggle into her guts. Quietly, she braced herself, careful not to rock the mattress. She tensed the muscles in her left leg to kick the squirrel. She'd kick it, then drop the blanket over it and get outside. The dead squirrel cocked its head to one side, listening, and Louise bunched the muscles in her thigh. And suddenly, the soft pillow around her throat twitched and moved, and the squirrel curled around her neck, darted inside the collar of her shirt, and scurried down the front of her chest. Louise leapt out of bed, not caring about the squirrel at the foot of it anymore, needing to get this thing out from under her clothes. It clawed at her body, her breasts, her belly, her sides, scurrying around to her back, trapped beneath her shirt. She slapped at herself, dancing from foot to foot, desperate to get it out. Its dry, sharp paws pinched her belly, and she realized it was going down, following her shirt tucked into her jeans. It felt dry against her skin, and light and sharp, like some kind of hollow body crustacean, like a crab, darting beneath her clothes. Louise felt its claws pinch her soft stomach again, its small triangular head poking under her waistband like a wedge, and she slapped one hand down hard over her gut and trapped it against her, pressing it into her body hard. And something sharper than she could imagine cut deep into her belly. She kept pressing, not letting up no matter how deep it sunk its teeth. It thrashed and writhed and tried to get down her pants, and she stuck her left hand into the buttons of her shirt, popping two of them, and yanked her shirt out of the waistband of her jeans and gripped the hard, bony thing and tore it out and hurled it away.